The Luscombe 11 type certificate brings just $500,000 at auction. Bonhom wins week one of the Red Bull Series. And Discovery's launch is set for next week. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 30th, 2010. Two terrorist bombings on Moscow subways during yesterday morning's rush hour had claimed at least 38 lives by our deadline and triggered tightened security around subway and bus systems in the U.S. But there was no sign of a reaction at airport checkpoints and no mention of changes in procedures for passengers on the TSA website. If there are any changes, we'll keep you posted. Deep recessions are a great time to be shopping if you have some cash on hand. The type certificate for the Luscombe 11, which was listed as being worth $16 million in the bankruptcy proceedings of Quartz Mountain Aviation, sold for just $500,000 in a weekend auction in Altus, Oklahoma. That's a type certificate for a proven four-place Part 23 aircraft. Wow. The company also had debts totaling $16 million, hopes of investors and creditors, including the city, of recovering what they're owed are pretty much dashed. The new owner of the certificate is Amir Zaki of California, who owns Amir Aircraft Parts. He says he plans to eventually restart production, but didn't say when or where. An ANN reader who was present at the auction says Zaki also picked up unfinished airplanes, jigs, drawings, tooling, and parts. Also listed in the inventory were seven completed and flying airplanes with low hours. Our reader reported they sold at prices half that of typical LSAs, between $30,000 and $68,000 each. Remind me to have some money stashed away when the next recession begins. With spring in the Northern Hemisphere comes the start of another Red Bull air race season. The first race of 2010 was held Saturday in Abu Dhabi and provided a victory for defending Red Bull air race champion Paul Bonhom of Britain. Bonhom edged countryman Nigel Lamb by 0.86 seconds. Hungary's Peter Bisseny was over 7 seconds off the pace to finish in third. Temperatures reportedly reached 104 degrees, and winds varied during the event. Bonhom commented on the fact that only series veterans made the podium. Quote, "Experience helps on days like today. You have to keep an eye on what happens and play the tactics just right." Unquote. There are 8 races in the Red Bull Series this season. The next one is in Perth, Australia, the weekend of April 17th and 18th. NASA mission managers have settled on this coming Monday, April 5th, for the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery on STS-131. The launch is scheduled for 6:21 a.m. Eastern Time. After this one, only 3 shuttle missions will remain before the fleet is retired. Discovery will deliver science and supplies to the International Space Station. Inside the shuttle's cargo bay is the multipurpose logistics model Leonardo, a pressurized moving van that will be temporarily attached to the station. The module is filled with supplies, a new crew sleeping quarters, and science racks that will be transferred to the station's laboratories. The mission will include 3 spacewalks to switch out a gyroscope on the station's truss, install a spare ammonia storage tank and return a used one, and retrieve a Japanese experiment from the station's exterior. Up next on ANN, the Dreamliner is put through wing load tests. Legacy Grand Caravans can now get TKS retrofits. And the Total Eclipse rolls out in Albuquerque. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 30th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing says its 787 Dreamliner static test unit has completed the ultimate load wing upbending test, simulating 150% of the most extreme forces the airplane is expected to experience in service. The loads applied flexed the wings upward by about 25 feet at the tips, or 7.6 meters. Results were described by the company as positive, but several weeks of analysis will be required before that box gets checked. Boeing still says the first deliveries to customers will happen before the end of this year. CAV Aerospace tells ANN it will begin ice protection retrofits on Cessna 208B Grand Caravans in a matter of days. New production caravans began receiving TKS upgrades in 2008, when Cessna switched over from pneumatic boots. The retrofits will be done in Salina, Kansas, and will bring the existing fleet up to current ice protection standards. CAV Aerospace President Kevin Hawley adds, quote, "The TKS system on the Cessna Caravan has set a new, much higher standard for ice protection. It's easy for an already burdened flight crew to use and is the only ice protection system that provides run-back ice protection aft of the leading edges," unquote. Hawley says owners of caravans of any vintage also have options and invites inquiries. A new factory refurbishment program called Total Eclipse was rolled out yesterday by Eclipse Aerospace. The program marks the completion of the final design of the original Eclipse 500. Eclipse Aerospace acquired what was left of Eclipse Aviation last year and has been investing in and completing the design and certification of the original EA-500 jet. The plane now includes Fiki and GPS-coupled autopilot. Mason Holland, chairman and president of Eclipse Aerospace, says of the upgrades, quote, "In their rush to deliver the aircraft, the former manufacturer delivered to owners an aircraft that was only about 85% complete. These aircraft were great performers, but still lacked several important features. We now have completed the design and engineering of the EA-500, unquote. Holland told the Albuquerque Business Journal the company has a number of planes on hand ready to be upgraded, either received with the purchase of Eclipse Aviation's assets or bought back from owners. The Total Eclipse is priced at $2.15 million U.S., can be flown to 41,000 feet, and is rated for a 20,000-cycle airframe life. Existing Eclipse owners can get trade-in credits between $1 million and $1.7 million, depending on the condition and features of their current planes. Still ahead, the U.K. plans to upgrade the rest of its Lynx Mark 9 helicopter fleet. Australia will acquire 7 CH-47Fs from the U.S. And NASA expands its STEM outreach to Idaho high schoolers. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 30th. I'm Paul Plagg. The UK Ministry of Defense has awarded Augusta Westland a $62 million contract extension for the upgrade of 10 more British Army Lynx Mark 9 helicopters. This extension follows on a contract signed in December of 2008 for the initial upgrade of 12 aircraft, the first four of which were delivered back to the British Army in just 12 months. Delivery of the additional 10 aircraft will start in early 2011 and be completed in early 2012. The new CTS-800-4N engines included in the upgrade produce 37% more power than the current GEM engines, allowing the Mark 9A, as it's been dubbed, to operate more effectively in extreme hot and high conditions. This latest contract will mean the entire British Army fleet of 22 Lynx Mark 9s will be upgraded to the 9A standard. Australia's Minister for Defence Personnel, Materiel and Science, Greg Combat, announced Monday that Australia has signed a deal with the U.S. to acquire 7 CH-47F Chinook helicopters, 2 simulators, and associated spares. Combat explained, quote, "The aircraft will replace the existing fleet of 6 CH-47D Chinooks operated by C Squadron of the 5th Aviation Regiment based in Townsville, and the first two aircraft are planned to enter service in 2014, with all 7 in service by 2017, unquote. The current Model D fleet provides support to Australian Defence Forces, particularly in Afghanistan. The CH-47Fs being purchased are planned to incorporate some minor Australian-specific mission equipment, including crashworthy crew and passenger seating, fitment of miniguns, and underfloor ballistic protection. And finally today, NASA has partnered with the Idaho Department of Education to implement the Idaho Science and Aerospace Scholars Program, This will be its pilot year, if you'll excuse the pun. Idaho is the third state to partner with NASA, following Washington and Virginia. The program has two phases, one online and one in person over the summer, supporting students engaged in what NASA calls the STEM disciplines, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. 73 students are enrolled in the online course, and 44 will participate in the summer activity at Boise State University and NASA Ames Research Center in California. NASA says the program is directly tied to the agency's major education goal of attracting and retaining students in the STEM disciplines, critical to NASA's future missions. I wonder, does being from Idaho and spending your summer working with rocket scientists disqualify you as an amateur in a potato gun contest? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks with Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Bard, commanding officer of Canada's Snowbirds demo team, about the group's history, purpose, and future. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.